This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us now is Nathan Grube, the tournament director of the Travelers Championship, coming up June 18th to 22nd. It's going to be here very soon, Nathan Grube. Welcome back to Talking Golf. How are you?
I am well, Ann. Always love coming on. Thanks for the opportunity.
Our annual on-air chat. It's so much fun always to catch up with you.
It is. That means the tournament's right around the corner. I know I see a couple times a year at Augusta and other places, but whenever we do this interview, I'm like, oh man, we're 42 days out. It is right around the corner.
So how did Media Day go? I'm so sorry I could not make it this year, but I hope the WFAN team did okay.
I don't know what the where they placed in the competition. We'll leave that for another discussion. But it was great to see them. And Media Day is always fun. I mean, especially up here in New England, it's like you know when Media Day is happening. You know the tournament's right around the corner. And Scotty was great. Obviously, you know he won our tournament last year in the playoff against Tom Kim, and to have him, you know, talk about how excited he is to come back, and you know, have him the number one ranked player in the world, and you know, coming back. And then actually we just announced we have actually 10 of the top 10 in the world golf ranking coming back now that they've all committed. So it's going to be awesome. Media Day was a blast. The weather was perfect. We gave Scotty, as typically, you know, Andy Bissett from Travelers, he always likes to do something very personal for the guys. So we gave him his very fun defending champion gift, which was pretty cool, and he loved it. And then you know, he's obviously taken the momentum from Media Day into this weekend. You know, I mean, let that be a lesson to all players. You know, have Media Day at Travelers, and then you're going to break a scoring record at the next tournament. So,
I know I was reading the transcripts from Media Day of Scottie Scheffler, and he said he didn't think his ball striking has, you know, been as sharp as it was last year and the year before. But my goodness, whatever he did at during that interview certainly propelled him. He leads by, what, 8 shots at the Byron Nelson?
Yeah, and between you and I would love to have my ball striking not be in a good place and shoot 61. So, yeah, that's definitely my goal.
And so tell us about the gift that Travelers gave Scottie Scheffler.
So you know this about kind of the personality of our title sponsor, Travelers. Everything's personal to them, right? Like when we invite the players, the media, the caddies, like everything is personal. This is an event that we feel like, you know, we want it to feel like a home game for everybody who comes here. So with our defending champion, we always try to make it a very, very personal gift. You know, I'm like Keegan Bradley, we got him a seat from Fenway, you know, during one of the renovations that he, you know, because he's a Red Sox fan. And Xander, you know, he's a huge, you know, cigar, like we got him a cigar and a humidor. And so anyway, but Scotty is getting really into coffee. And so I actually, Andy said, I talked about this, and I share this addiction with Scotty when it comes to coffee. But so we ended up getting him a roaster to where he could roast his own beans at the house. And he opened it up, and just the look on his face is pretty cool. And what I wanted to do is to warn him, because once you go down this rabbit hole of roasting your own coffee beans, it's a very... It's a place where you just, it's amazing. I mean, to roast your own beans from the green and, you know, things like that. But Scott is a huge coffee fan, so I think he appreciated the fact that we, you know, gave him a personal gift, and he was really excited about it. And when he opened it up, so it was fun to see.
Well, I share that passion, but I tell you what, if I have more than one cup, it definitely affects my putting. So he obviously can handle drinking that caffeine and you know, and playing golf. I mean, you gotta. I don't know about you, but I can't have coffee after like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I was going to say, I know where my limit is. I start to feel it, but it's there somewhere. But I feel like that threshold gets pushed further and further. But, yeah, I can't. If Scotty, you know, somehow holds on to his 8-shot lead today, I say that with a joke, you know, that I'm sure he's going to attribute it to roasting his own beans this week of how he's
turned the corner
with his game.
Well, he's back. He is certainly back. And
oh, my
just
goodness.
Your memories from his win last year, Nathan Grube. I mean, you know, it really came. Well, it went to a playoff.
It did. I will say that one of the most enjoyable things that I love for our fans is when you get a one-hole playoff. Because what happens is, for those that haven't been to the property, 15, 16, 17, and 18 kind of like go around a lake and kind of culminate in 18. So it's kind of this huge loop that, from a viewing experience, is a pretty cool experience. So when you get a one-hole playoff, it gives the fans time to fill in that bowl, to fill in 18, and some of the coolest moments we've had, you know, with the tournament have been in like 1 to 2 hole playoffs where the crowds, I mean, just the crowds are, they're unbelievable. And to have them fill in on 18 is just great. And so when Scotty and Tom went to the playoff, like I knew it was going to happen. I mean, it was just going to, I mean, the bowl was going to fill in. You got the number one ranked player in the world, you know, Tom's doing everything he can to chase him down. And it was awesome. And Scotty's just, I mean, Scotty is as good of a guy as he looks on TV. Like, he is such a gentleman. He and his wife are so kind and gracious to the volunteers, to everyone. I mean, there's some guys, you know, that can get in their own head and be really intense and, you know, put on a, you know, a wave to the crowd, you know, and they look really nice. But Scotty is as good in front of the camera as he is behind the camera. And so to have him, you know, win is just awesome. And he just to show that he is the best for a reason. He's, you know, what is he, over 100 weeks, I think, ranked at number one in the world. I mean, like, he is as, and then you have Rory talking about him. He's like, yeah, I looked at, you know, what did Rory say last year? I think at some point you would know probably better than I would. Rory said, I looked at Scotty's game and what he was doing, and I had to learn from it, you know? I mean, like, you get other top-ranked players in the game saying, I'm looking at that guy's game and trying to see what he's doing. Like, that's just what he's doing right now is pretty special. And we're really proud to have him as our champion and, you know, have him coming back here soon.
Well, he's certainly got it back and after starting the season a little late, you know, with the accident, but with his the stitches in his hand and et cetera, et cetera. But last year he had rounds of 65, 64, 64, 65. His total of 2,200 par was one of the just one off the tournament scoring record, but I think he's totally found his game by now. And you had mentioned Rory McIlroy, now the Masters champion. A lot has changed since last year. He's a career Grand Slam champion, Nathan. So what are your thoughts about Rory? I remember I saw you guys at the Masters under the big oak tree, and oh my goodness, what a Masters. And now Rory is going to be coming to the Travelers, you know, as a career Grand Slam champ. That's how great is that?
It's unbelievable. And again, I kind of mentioned this earlier. Like, I am so excited for our fans and sponsors and volunteers. And I mean, Ann, you've known us long enough to know, like, you remember when we were thrilled to have, you know, one of the top 20, one of the top 30 or whatever. And now, I mean, we're sitting here talking about the fact that, you know, we're going to have, you know, we have Scotty's defending and Rory and Xander and Ludwig. I mean, you know, all through the top 10 and, you know, to have the best players in the world here is awesome. But I mean, Rory, given that, I mean, that scene at Augusta, right, at the Masters when he just collapses on the green, and like, I think everybody was caught up in that moment and, you know, just happy for him. And to have him coming back here kind of in that, you know, in that space of career Grand Slam, I mean, that's very rare air. And so to have him here and to, you know, to know him personally, and, you know, he loves coming here. And so to have him come back, and I know the fans are so excited to see that piece of history that he's carrying with him now, and then to come see him in person is great.
You should have some washing machine chipping contest going on. Rory, I mean, he was on Jimmy Fallon.
Was that Fallon?
Yeah. Wasn't that funny? That would be a cool thing to do at the Travelers for all the kids. I mean, you have so many things going on. I want to get to that in a second. But again, we were talking about Scotty being there. Rory's going to come again. Xander, Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Ludvig Åberg. I mean, how great is Ludvig? I mean, I think, you know, he certainly can win on any given day. Your thoughts about this young Åberg coming to the Travelers?
So, I have to say this about Ludvig. He is very similar to Scotty in that as nice of a guy as he looks like on camera, he is off camera even better. We gave him an exemption a few years ago. You know, we always try to, you know, find some young guys to give exemptions to, and he was so appreciative and so gracious, and he actually came to an event a couple years that we hosted, and, you know, he interacting with some press and media and things like that, and then afterwards, he just stayed and talked to you, and it's those simple little things, like he looks you in the eye and asks you questions, he shakes your hand, he doesn't feel rushed off, he doesn't, like, drift, he's engaged, he is, he's one of those players that, like, after you spend 30 seconds with him, you're like, I want that guy to win every single week. And just how he approaches the game, and, I mean, he's just he's a great young man. So, you know, to have Ludvig, you know, coming back and, again, you know, kind of establishing the relationship we've had with him and to see him, you know, do so incredibly well. And he's gonna win in buckets. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, Ludvig's going to win your tournament. I'm like, that's totally possible. You know?
Yeah.
So he's a great young man with him. Unbelievable amount of talent, and I love how fast he plays. Like, I love how he gets up to the ball, and wherever it's going to go, like, he is committed, and I absolutely love that he, just how he plays, he doesn't really, at least it doesn't look like on the outside, you know, second guess himself, he gets up there, he's like, nope, this is what we're doing, and I'm going to trust all the work that I put in, and I'm going to hit it, and it's pretty cool to watch.
No pace of play issues with him, for sure.
No,
I love his swing. Beautiful form, just no nonsense. I can't rave enough about Åberg. What about Keegan Bradley, Ryder Cup captain, winning in 2023 at the Travelers? Your thoughts on Keegan?
I mean, that was such a fun year for him, walking up 18 and how emotional he got, and the crowd was behind him, and, you know, just that he's, you know, there's very few New England guys, and he was the New England guy, you know, and to have them win was pretty cool. But then, you know, I mean, the mustache that he's grown, we really can't not talk about that, Ann. I mean, that is a very Tom Selleck-esque bold move that,
you know,
captains grow stashes, right? So the fact that he had to, I'm kidding, you know, but it is great. When I first saw him, I was like, oh my goodness, that's a big one. So anyway, with him being, you know, Ryder Cup captain, the pressure that you know, comes with that, especially, you know, at New York. And I mean, there are so many things that, that I know he's carrying with him right now. And I know he wants to play his way onto the team and, you know, all that type of stuff. But I mean, Keegan has been an awesome, awesome champ. He's always supported the event. I mean, since, you know, he was obviously first came out here on tour, and, you know, he has hundreds of family members and friends that come out and watch him. And, but that was pretty cool to have him win, and then just, you know, keep our relationship going with Keegan and the boys and the whole deal. So he's been a great champ.
So well in 2023, remember, he was not selected to play in the Ryder Cup team at Marco Simone in Italy. Can you imagine? Yeah. I was so mad he wasn't selected. And, can you ever imagine he would become the 2025 Ryder Cup captain? Boy, how things turn around,
I know.
Around,
you,
right?
The last 2 to 3 years, and what an emotional, you know, I'm sure roller coaster that's been. Because I think everybody thought he had done enough to be on the team. He thought that, you know, and I think everybody thought it as well. And then to not get the spot, and then, you know, obviously kind of saw it unfold on Netflix, and that, you know, how they documented that and on Full Swing. And then, you know, and to come back and be the captain, it's just, it's pretty cool to see. So, but I know, listen, I know that's awesome, but it's also, there is a weight on that, you know, that he carries, and he wears that flag, you know, and he is so proud to be the captain. And I really, really hope he comes with the win.
So tickets are now on sale. And talk about, you have a new Mohegan Sun Terrace I was reading about?
We do. So here's the good thing and the challenging thing about building a golf tournament every year, right? Like, it's amazing, but it's also terrifying. Like, we don't have a stadium, right? You don't just, you know, roll into a stadium and play your game, you know? Like, you literally have to build your stadium every single year with golf tournaments. And it takes about 3 months, and you know, you're building it. But what's cool about that is if you get fan feedback, like, hey, I'd like this different, or could you tweak this? Or we spend a lot of time asking our fans, like, hey, what do you want to see differently next year that you didn't see this year? And so it's fun because you get to tweak it and you get to change it. And you get to, you know, we're always tweaking things a little bit here and there. And with the Mohegan Sun, it's actually already sold out for Friday and Saturday, but it's a beautiful spot up on 17, where you know the golf course, but there's a, so the left of the 17th hole, I mentioned 15 through 18 kind of go around this lake, but up on 17, there's a big hill, and you can, you overlook, and you can see 15, 16, 17, and then the tee shot on 18 from this vantage point. And I remember about 10, 11 years ago, one of the PGA Tour rules officials, who's actually not there anymore, Mark Russell, he took me up there in his cart, and he said, Nathan, he goes, this would be a really cool place for a venue. And I'm sitting up there looking at him like, Mark, it would be. I got to figure out how to build it, how to fund it, you know, the whole deal. And then fast forward, our partners in Mohegan Sun, they saw the vision as well. So the terrace up there is pretty cool. Like I said, it's already sold out for Friday and Saturday. We have Thursday and Sunday available, but you know, just kind of continually tweaking the event to where we're building a new facility down actually to the right of the 15th tee box near the 14th green, kind of in the trees. It's a pretty cool area. So it's fun to build it every year, but it's also like, oh my gosh, we have to build this thing every year. But in the end, the positives far outweigh the negatives of playing in the stadium where you can't pivot and make changes like that.
Well, you guys think of everything. You support healthcare workers, first responders, military, veteran members. I mean, it's such a great event. Nathan, thanks so much. I'm really looking forward to being up there June 18th through the 22nd. Continued success, and truly. It's a great,
so
great PGA Tour event.
Thank you so much for the partnership. Cannot wait to see you soon.